Welcome on in to the Mel's Tire pregame show here on Country 101.7 FM. It is another trip to Oswego as the Opie Eagles take on Colony Crest in a sub-state semifinal and a state berth to Dodge City on the line. I'm joined now by Opie boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt. Coach, 80-35 win last night over Flint Hills. Truman Bailey had 22 points to lead the way, but you had a lot of balance after that. Started the game out on a 20-0 run and never really pulled the gas pedal or pulled the brakes down on that one. But what'd you like about last night? Because you hadn't played in 12 days.
Yeah, that's the big thing there, Dylan. When you don't play a game in that long a time, you always are a little nervous about how you're going to come out. But I thought the kids come out, ready to play. We've had 2 good weeks of practice, pretty intense practices, going against each other. And we start off the game the way you'd love to start off every game, is doing a good job defensively and not letting them get. They didn't get an opportunity to take a shot there for the first 3 or 4 possessions, and that led to some easy buckets on the other end. Truman got us off to a good start. I think he hit a 3 right off the bat on our first possession, and we kind of just got rolling.
And I really liked your bench play last night, especially with Dexon Holting and Ethan Redeker. Ethan had 14 last night. Dexon had 8. Ethan's a junior, and Dexon's a sophomore, and they got a bright future ahead of them if they have been contributing with some good things behind the senior class.
Definitely. Those two bring a lot of energy. They they're confident right now. They're shooting the ball really well. They've had great, the last 2 weeks have been really good for them. They really shot the ball real well. And again, they're going against good competition in practice because they're going against those kids that are starting. And so it's a good challenge for them. But I felt like they gave us a big lift. We didn't lose anything. They came in, they do a good job on the defensive end, too. They have good pressure on the ball, and they fit right in. So, yeah, I thought they were a big part of the game last night.
And having 10 guys score as well, putting up 80 points, that's spreading the wealth.
Yeah, we were glad to be able to get everybody in game. And the big thing is save some people for, tonight, get some rest. And we talked about that at halftime of, some of you guys probably won't get very long stance, maybe 2-3 minutes, and then we're going to rotate people in. And like you said, I thought the kids come off the bench, did a nice job, and, we really didn't lose anything. And again, anytime this time of year you can get all your kids that work hard all year long, opportunity to get into a sub-state game and that's pretty special for them. So I'm glad to see that happen.
We're visiting with Opie boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt here on the Mel's Tire pregame show. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about Colony Crest. This is Opie postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie High School postseason basketball being brought to you by Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. They appreciate your business and wish all athletes and students success. Go Eagles! USC 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And B&S Kennels, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. By Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
We continue our conversation with Opie boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt here on the Mel's Tire pregame show. And coaching at Colony Crest, they're 15-7 on the season after a 43-42 win over Madison last night. And Coach, they were down 12 early. You got to see a majority of that first half, and then they made a run and cut it to 3 at half, and then All of a sudden, they get their first lead at 30-29. They got their second lead at 33-32, and then they got the ball back with like 17 seconds left, and then they got it again after a deflection with 6 seconds left, and then Jack White, a senior, hits a prayer from the right corner, made his first field goal of the night, had 7 points and a big basket for them, and I was really impressed with the Golden kid and also Carter Miller and the Stetson Setter kid, a senior, and they really played hard last night to get to this matchup. But what kind of stands out for you about this Colony Crest team, who's coached by Dakota Sporing, who's a Burlingame alum?
Well, actually, Dakota has some ties to Opie. He has his dad is originally from Opie, and his grandparents still live in Opie. And I know Dakota comes and visits them sometimes, so I've seen him in town a couple times. But what stands out with me is their maturity. Like you said, Dylan, they didn't get off to a great start. Madison come out and punched them in the face. I know it was 11-2, and I think it even maybe opened up a little more than that. But they stayed with what they do. One thing that they do a lot is they run a lot of different sets. Dakota's always hollering things out, and they're very patient on offense. They work to get what they want. They like matchups, is what I think. I think when they see a matchup they like, they usually try to go to that matchup and get an opportunity to score. And then defensively, again, they're scrappy. They mix things up a lot. They were changing defenses on Madison all night long. And we played them last year in the sub-state semifinal round, and very similar. So a lot of these kids we saw play last year, and they're back. And, Dakota does a great job with them. So it'll be a big challenge for us.
You know, how different is this matchup tonight compared to last year?
Well, again, I think they got more, they got quite a few seniors. I looked in last night's box score, and two or three of these kids did not play last year. A couple of them did. The Setter kid did. The Miller kid did. But number three, I didn't have him in the box. And like you said, he gives them something down inside. They kind of go to their strengths. I thought every kid kind of hit a big shot. Number 41, he hit maybe a shot or two in the game, but then he's a kid that steps up and the white kid hits the shot to win the ball game. And, again, another senior stepping up in the moment. So that's what, that's my biggest thing is they've been through this. They showed last night they're never going to be out of it. So it's going to take 32 minutes to get them. And we have to understand that we're going to have to play a full 32 minutes, and if it has to take more than that, it'll take more than that. But that's what we're going to have to do tonight.
So you're hoping for a full 32 minutes is your key to success to get back to Dodge?
Absolutely. We always start the game off talking about 32 minutes of getting after it, and, we don't expect anything less. And all the teams you're playing right now are good teams. They're here for a reason. And so we know they're going to give us their best shot, and it's going to take a great effort from us. And again, I hope our depth maybe is a plus, because you talked about them having to put a lot of energy in coming back, and they didn't really run a whole bunch of kids where we were able to run a lot of kids. So, going in, I feel like that's something we're going to try to exploit and wear them out a little bit and get after for 32 minutes.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right, Dylan. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
That's Opie Boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt. Join us here on the Mills Tire pregame show. We'll close out the Mills Tire pregame show and get you back to Oswego with myself and Ken Hansen on the call. This is Opie postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
This is Allison at Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This has been the Mel's Tire pregame show, brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. Now stay tuned for tonight's game. Opie High School postseason basketball is brought
welcome
to you
back to Oswego. Dylan Sherwood and Ken Hansen with you as we get starting lineups. Brought to you by Henry Hott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs. First for Crest, 15-7 on the season. No changes for them from last night. They'll go with Ryan Golden, Carter Miller, Ethan Goddard, Jacob Sinnerman, Stetson Setter, and Jack White. For the OP Eagles, 19-2 on the season. No changes for Chris Schmidt. Blake Redeker, the senior. Truman Bailey, the senior. Darren Hines, the senior. Blake Skowski, the junior. And Garrett Cole, a senior. Those are your starting lineups. Brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs. Crest in the road reds, white lettering, white trim, and Opie in the home whites with the gold and green trim with the gold numerals. As I think they're going to re-jump this one from midcourt. It'll be Garrett Cole to re-tip against Carter Miller. Winner goes to Dodge City, and Opie looking to try to get back, and here's a tap, and it's going to go right here in front of us. Into the scorer's table, and maybe the third time's a charm on the tip. No, they're going to give the ball to Crest on.
I was going to say a little more spin, Dylan, and it might have been up to you.
It might have been. Crest will move from left to right, and Opie will move from right to left as we view it here courtside from Oswego High School. And still big contention for Opie and good Crest turnout. Inbound pass is stolen, or no, it's not stolen. It is Setter with the basketball. Setter looking to attack against Blake Redeker at the top of the key. Now over to Goddard, top of the key. A deep three. That's off the back iron, missing. And the rebound goes to Blake Skowski for the Eagles. Just underway here from Oswego. No score. Here is a near turnover. Here's Truman Bailey. Right block out to Garrett Cole. Skip pass to Hines. Now left baseline. Truman Bailey. Truman Bailey passes loose on the deck. And they're going to give it to Opie as it was deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Eagles.
Well, that time they got kind of lucky on that, Dylan, because simple fact is they were trying to force something that wasn't there.
Here, Truman Bailey, left corner, a three. He drained a three to start the game last night. He hits a three from the left corner, and Crest just turned the ball over as it is 3-0 in favor of the Eagles. 7:18 to play here in the opening stanza.
Yeah, that one. That's Opie basketball. Force the turnover. Hit the three and force the turnover.
Remember, Crest got off to a slow start. Entry pass, Blake Redeker gets it to Cole. He missed from point blank. But a second chance for Garrett is up and good. And it's a 5-0 start for the Eagles. Garrett Cole's into the scorebook. It's 5-0 Eagles, 7:05 to play here in the opening quarter.
Yeah, just a quick start, and that's something that Crest can't have happen here by Opie.
Carter Miller with it, right wing, now swings it over to Goddard, top of the key. Opie brings out a man-to-man look. Here's Goddard, got it poked, and a reach in on Blake Redeker. Blake's first, team foul number one on the Eagles.
Blake just had that grin like, I know I shouldn't have done that, coach.
As Goddard will inbound right in front of coach Chris Schmidt. He'll inbound to Ryan Golden. Golden got it poked away. He got it back. He's at the free throw line. Looking to attack left side. Layup is too hard. Blake Skowski grabs the rebound for Opie. 6:39 to play here, first quarter. 5-0 in favor of the top-ranked team in 1A Division I. The Opie Eagles looking to get back to state and try to defend their state title in 1A Division I. Here's Hines, right wing, up top to Truman Bailey. He wants another three. That's off the back iron, missing. Garrett Cole rebound and a foul on Crest. The ball out of bounds for the Eagles.
Already three offensive rebounds by the Eagles.
Foul is on Jack White, who hit the game-winning three last night against Madison. His first, team foul number one. And a final score in 5A as the left right side is up and good by Blake Skowski. He's his first basket. 7-0 Opie, 1:45 into this game. And a foul in backcourt about 85 feet away from the bucket on the Eagles.
Yeah, that will not that will not go over well with Coach.
Foul is on Truman Bailey, his first team foul, number two. Final score in 5A on the boys' side, Highland Park over St. James Academy, 80-52.
Ooh, that's an impressive win
that
for
is,
Highland Park.
Yep, they're good. Except Emporia High beat them in football. In the playoffs, too.
Yes, yes.
As it's poked away, as Goddard's got it on the left wing. Goddard needs some help. And almost a steal as Blake Redeker pushed it. And Blake just picked up his second personal foul, team foul number three on the Eagles.
Blake thought he was a running back and saw a hole there, and he didn't really have much of a hole, and it was on the defensive end.
And the inbound into the backcourt, it is Carter Miller with the basketball. Here's a screen by Ryan Golden as they get into the front court. Miller in the paint. Miller trying to kick it out. He kicks it out to Setter. Setter left wing. Setter against Dexton Holting, who just checked in. He's a little too aggressive and reached in.
Mm-hmm.
The sophomore with his first personal foul, team foul number three. And Schmitty is not happy.
No, he's not.
And timeout, Crest. It's a 30. Let's keep it right here.
Yeah. I think Chris is just wanting them to play smarter. You know, he wants that aggressiveness, Dylan, but
yeah.
He wants them to be smarter with that aggressiveness, because they're just basically running through people right now. And it's time for them to adjust to the way it's being called.
I got an interesting final score I want to give. The number one team in 2A goes down on the boys' side, Linden.
Oh.
Gets upset by St. Mary's. And that's a St. Mary's team Opie beat 61-39 in the season opener.
Yeah, but I think they're defending state champs in 2A.
Yes, they are.
and that was at St. Mary's.
Wasn't the Linden St. Mary's game last year? There was a game that Linden was in that was multiple overtimes.
I think that was at state.
It was up in Bramlage.
Yep.
Jack White to inbound. He'll inbound to Golden. Golden looking to attack right side, lost it, got it poked away, and stolen by Truman Bailey, who was named our Area Athlete of the Week today on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, thanks to his 22-point performance last night against Flint Hills. Here is Hines, skip pass to Truman. Truman taking it to the bucket, left side. Layup is good from the left side. Truman has five, and it's 9-0 Eagles. 5:09 to play here in the first. And again, Opie is outscoring their opponents early in this one.
Yeah.
They did it last night. Here's a 17-footer straight on. It's nothing but net by Ethan Goddard, who had eight last night. Ends a 9-0 run for Opie. 9-2 Opie, 4:50 to play here in the opening period. Here's Darren Hines, left wing. Darren gets it up top to Skowski. Swing over to Holting, left corner, a three. That one is short. Setter with the rebound for Colony Crest. Crest will bring it up the floor. Behind the back dribble for Miller. He missed it. Putback is no good by Golden. Holton grabs the rebound for the Eagles. Next and across the timeline for the Eagles. Left corner or right corner, it is Hines. He'll step into a 19-footer from the ring. Wing right side, no good. Rebound, Skowski, and the stick back is up and good. Blake has four, and back to a 9-point lead for Opie, 11-2, nearing the halfway point here in the first stanza from Oswego.
Dylan, that's already four offensive rebounds by the Eagles.
And some pressure coming by the sophomore, Dexton Holting. Here is Setter, got it poked away for a second, swings it over to Goddard's right wing. Now he's in the right block, entry pass inside, and a foul on the Eagles. And Schmitty just he clapped, and Dexton Holting just picked up number two.
And I'm going to safely say that's who Ethan Redeker is going to replace.
15 foul on the Eagles.
Nope.
As Ethan Redeker, the junior, will replace Garrett Cole. Schmitty going to keep the sophomore Holting on the floor. As Miller looking to inbound, he'll inbound to White, got poked, no call. Now Setter right corner, Setter right baseline, and a 16 foul on Opie. They're being the aggressors. 6-1 is the foul count, and the foul on Opie is against Darren Hines, his first.
Yeah, and you know what, though, Dylan? Coach Schmidt's not arguing on those fouls.
Oh.
It's like they are.
They inbound to center right wing. Here is Hines on him. You don't want to put the Crest Lancers in the bonus this early. Here is White left wing. He was 4-of-4 from the charity stripe last night. Now the Golden, top of the key, a 19-footer. That's off the back iron and missing. Truman Bailey with the rebound for the Eagles. Opie looking to get their largest lead on this possession. Here is Holting, top of the key. Dexon puts up one finger with his left hand. Swings it over to Truman Bailey, right wing. Truman with a bounce pass to Skowski at the free throw line. Out to Redeker, left wing a three. That one is short. Rebound picked up by Sutter for Crest. That was Ethan Redeker who missed the three.
He didn't miss many last night.
No, he didn't. He had 14 off the Eagle bench. Here is Sutter, left side. Now over to White. White to Golden, top of the key. Swinging over to Miller. Here's a Golden screen. That's looking to drive his Miller. Turnaround jumper is off the mark. Rebound Opie and a foul on Crest. As Andrew Foraker and Garrett Cole will check in. Foul is on Miller, and we apologize for the language by one of the Crest fans right in front of us.
And it's like it happens when you're sitting in front of fans.
Yes, it does. Second team foul on the Lancers. Here's Foraker, the senior, in the right corner. Now Truman Bailey. Top of key entry pass in the Cole. High post right side. Flip right side is crawling off. Rebound tipped. Out of bounds. It's staying with Opie.
I'm sure Greg could tell you stories about being in front of the fans there at the White Auditorium.
Yes. Foraker to inbound to the left of his own bucket. Inbound to Holting left wing. Now Truman Bailey with it at the top of the key. Swing it over to Redeker right wing. Now back to Holting. Swing it around Foraker. Now Truman Bailey left corner. Entry pass into Garrett Pole. Goal high post left side. Foraker top of the key. Skip past the Redeker. Fake the shot. Fake the three from the left corner. Now gets it off Holting. Top of the key. He is at the right block. Truman Bailey wants a three right wing. That one is short. And the rebound to Jack White for Crest. 2 minutes to play here in the first. 11-2 Opie. Here is Miller, top of the key. Miller driving left side. Almost lost it. Here is Sutter. Sutter in the paint. Sutter in traffic. Lost it to the floor. He traveled.
That is actually just turnover number two.
Yes. As Hines and Skowski back in for Opie. Holting and Bailey will sit down for the Eagles. Yeah, I was like, that's turnover number two. I was like, I only have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and none for Opie.
Yep. So that's being a well-played game right now.
Here is Garrett Cole, right wing entry pass in the Foraker. A cutting layup, right side is up and in for the senior Andrew Foraker, his first basket. And Opie with his largest lead of the game at 13-2. 1:27 to play here in the opening quarter. Miller with a top key, bounce pass, almost got it poked away. It's loose on the deck. It's stolen by Redeker. Redeker bounce pass, and he lost it, but it goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Crest, and it's going to stay with Opie.
But I'll tell you what, that was good effort by the Crest kids to get back on that transition defense. But Opie is still attacking.
Ethan Redeker to inbound to the left of his own bucket. He'll inbound out to Hines left wing. Now the Skowski at the free throw line. Blake looking to attack right side. Whistle, no shot as it goes in, but the foul was on the floor. Foul is on Golden, his first. Team foul number three on Crest.
I'd like to say this, Dylan. Can we decline the penalty and take the two?
Inbounds to Foraker, right wing. Dribbles it over to his left. Now Darren Hines back to Foraker, right wing. Andrew looking to attack. Now here's Darren Hines looking to attack inside the perimeter. Now to Ethan Redeker, right wing. He's looking to attack left side to the cup. Reverse layup is off the mark, and the rebound goes to Jack White for Crest. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter, 13-2 Opie. That's Dakota Sporing calls out a play. And they were down, I think they were down 12, and there is a travel at the top of the key on Golden. That's the fourth Crest turnover. Remember Coach Schmidt mentioned in pregame that Dakota Sporing, dad originally from Opie, and the grandparents still live in Opie.
Yes,
and he went to Burlingame.
Oh, man. He does run an offense called Purple in there, so we're like, yeah, that's Burlingame Purple.
Yes, it is. Here's Garrett Cole in between the rings. As Opie looking to go for one. Here is Hines, left wing. Aaron looking to entry, pass it, bounce pass to Cole with 22, and too much juice on that pass into the padding behind the basket, and the first Opie turnover comes with 21.2 left now, in the opening quarter.
Now, Coach Schmidt may not be happy with the fouls, but he loves that that's only one turnover here in the first quarter.
Yes. And only holds Crest to maybe 2 points. Here's Miller across the timeline, across the Big O with Indians across it at midcourt. Here's Sether right at the top of the key with eight. Sether's top of the key, a 22-footer. That's off the mark. Rebound to Opie. Here's Cole to Foraker. Foraker with two to the cup. Blocked shot by Golden. And Opie's going to have 6 tenths, and we're going to have an official's timeout. I think they're going to put – they're put 1.3.
Mm-hmm.
The official is going to say 1.3. I heard him say it even though I had a headset. 1.1.
Yep.
So this is a catch-and-shoot situation, about one dribble.
This is. But I see him give the ball. I could see them throwing it deep to Ethan Redeker and just let him take the shot.
Foraker to trigger into the left of own bucket. Here's Hines, left corner, a three at the horn. He swished it home! They're going to put three fingers up, and Opie's going to take a 16-2 lead into the first quarter break. Let's take a break. 16-2 Opie. This is Opie Playoff Basketball, Country 101.7 FM.
All is brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Opie area and beyond, located at 3 West Highway 99 in Opie, across the street from the Chicken House, and Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletes and hopes to see you March 21st for the annual Bull Female Sale out at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information.
Opie High School postseason basketball being brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Good luck to all teams and students. And the Opie Chicken House. Since 1958, the Opie Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 8 o'clock. Call 620-475-3386.
Back at Oswego, as Opie will have the basketball to start quarter number two, leading 16-2, and they're making this a runaway in a hurricane.
Again, and it's not just one player.
No.
They are a complete team.
Here's a skip pass to Blake Redeker, right wing. Blake looking to attack at the top of the key. Now to Truman Bailey, right corner. Truman skip pass right into the Crest bench, and Dakota Scoring caught it as Coach Schmidt says, "Come on, fellas."
Yeah.
The second turnover against the Eagles, 16-2 Opie, 7:38 to play here in the first quarter.
And they're just cruising. They've got it kind of in cruise control right now.
Here's Sutter at the top of the key. Sutter looking to attack right side, looking to drive and a push. They're going to get an offensive foul on Sutter. He went right into Blake Skowski.
Yep.
Sutter with his second personal foul, the fourth team foul on Crest.
And also the fifth turnover.
Right, you are. 16-2 Opie, just underway here in quarter number two. Actually, Sutter with his first personal foul. And Opie just threw it away again. Truman Bailey. Now Schmidt, he wants a timeout. He wants a 30. Let's keep it right here. As consecutive turnovers. And Coach Chris Schmidt really lighting it up with his team right now.
Yeah, he's not wanting to let up. He just isn't wanting them to let up right now, Dylan.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things that...
Yeah, most definitely. As
and just so he's just plugging away with them, and just come on, guys, wake up.
As it'll be Crest ball, and that's the third turnover.
Yes.
And you know, this was how Crest started last night against Madison, and Madison led by 12 in that game.
Yeah, they did. They did, but they were getting another turnover. And
that's a six. Here is Hines, left wing, a three. He wants another. He switched another one down the drain. And Darren Hines has six, the last six for Opie, and it's a 17-point lead at 19-2, a minute into the second quarter.
And that's what Opie does. Darren, I mean, Hines didn't do that well last night. He comes out with 6 points.
He had four last night.
Yeah.
Here is Miller at the top of the key against Blake Redeker. Now Sutter with it, right wing. He's looking to attack now to Jack White. Now back to Goddard. Right wing, Goddard spin move at the top. Goddard to the cup right side, missed all of it. Rebound to Garrett Cole for the Eagles. Here's Darren Hines dribbling to his left. Here is Truman Bailey, right corner. Back to Darren Hines, right wing. A skip pass over to Blake Redeker. Darren Hines is wide open on the right wing. Here's a Skowski screen. Blake Redeker with it, left wing. Back to Darren Hines, right wing. Darren back to Truman Bailey as they swing it to Redeker. Entry pass into Skowski. Blake at the high post left side, and they get 3 seconds inside against the Eagles. And that is the fourth Eagle turnover, and three on this one. All right, it's an offensive foul on Skowski, his first, team foul number 7, and Crest is in the bonus, but since it's an offensive foul, it'll be ball out of bounds.
Yeah. I think the referees are going, hey, no.
That's an offensive foul. Just because it's a 17 foul doesn't mean it's free throws. Yep. It's an offensive foul. As Crest gets in the front court, as Crest wanted a foul against Darren Hines, against Miller. Mm-hmm. Miller right wing. Miller looking to attack. Kicks it out. Goddard's right wing, a three. He wants one, and that one pinballs out. Garrett Cole with the rebound for Opie. 19-2 Eagles. 5:53 to play here in the first half. Truman Bailey attacking right side. Floater on the way. Banked in! Truman Bailey has 7. And the lead is 19 for Opie. They're making this look easy. 21-2. 5:40 to play here in the second. Here is Miller, far side. Miller left baseline. Kicks it out. White in the left corner. White looking to feed it. Gets it to Miller, left wing. Miller looking to feed it in. Entry pass into Golden. He's double-teamed. Kicks it out to Sether, right wing. He's looking to attack right side. Float on the way. Crawls off. And the rebound goes to Opie. Garrett Cole with it. Here come the Eagles leading by 19. Looking to get up 20. Here's Darren Hines. He wants a third three. Hits off the back iron and missing. Rebound out of bounds. Ooh. It was last touch by Opie. And it'll go to Crest. It looked like it was off of Crest from this vantage point, Ken.
Yeah, it did to me too, but not what the referees called. And with Coach Smith going, we're up 19. We're good.
Holting's back in for the Eagles. Skowski will sit down. So it's Holting. It is Holting, Redeker, Bailey, Cole, and Hines for the Eagles. Here is Miller, right block. Dribbles it back outside to the perimeter. He's looking to drive left side. Takes it to the cup. Left side. He missed all of it. Blake Redeker grabs the rebound for the Eagles. Here's Darren Hines. Darren Hines looking to attack. Floater on the way. No, they're going to get a charge. Or did they get an off? They did get an offensive foul on Darren Hines. Darren, his second personal foul. Team foul number 8.
That was still a good move by Hines. He's much more aggressive tonight than he was last night.
Yeah. I mean, a senior and playing really good.
Here's a stat that kind of describes how the game has gone. 16-3 rebounds from Opie over Crest.
As Miller went down to his knees, didn't get called with a travel. As he gets into the front court, he's at the top of the key. Miller entry pass and a reverse layup by Sether is missing. The putback is blocked by Bailey. Golden put it up, got rejected, and Opie gets the rebound. Truman Bailey wants a three left corner. He swished another home. Truman Bailey has 10. And Ken, since 9-2, it is a 15-0 run for Opie, and the lead is 22 at 24-2, nearing the 4-minute mark to play here in the first half.
And I think reality's kind of hitting the Crest that they're playing hard. But they're just not Opie right now.
And Goddard's with a floater to end the 15-0 run. He's got all four, and it's a 20-point Opie lead. Holting left corner, fires for three. That's way off the mark. Miller with the rebound for Crest. So Opie has had a 9-0 and a 15-0 run in this game. And a travel by Miller, and that's the 7th. Crest turnover. Yep. Skowski, Foraker, and Ethan Redeker back in for the Eagles. Hines, Blake Redeker, and Garrett Cole sit down. 3:35 to play here in the first half. 20-point Opie lead.
Yeah, just another impressive outing by the Eagles.
Right corner to Truman Bailey. Skip past the Forker. Left wing now Holting. Left corner. He wants another three. He missed it. Truman Bailey rebound. He laid it up on the left right side, and he gets the stick back. He's got 12, and the lead is back to 22 at 26-4. 3:08 to play here in the first half. Here is a holding foul on the Eagles and a 1-1 coming up for the Crest Lancers. Foul is on Skalski, his second. Team foul number 9, and the Crest fans are wondering why fouls weren't called early.
Yep.
You look at the foul advantage, it is 9-4. Skalski will sit down as Garrett Cole back in.
Yeah, and one of the things is Opie's just quicker. They're quicker to things.
Ryan Golden to the line for a 1-1. The free throw is nothing but net, and he will get the bonus.
Now you gotta call every bump.
This parent behind us, Ken,
has
really been barking all night at this officiating crew. Second one is off the mark, and they're laughing behind us.
Yeah.
Rebound picked up by Opie. 21-point Opie lead, 26-5. 2:54 to play here in the second. Here's Foraker, swings over to Redeker, right corner. Bounce pass into Garrett Cole at the right block, out to Holting left wing. Now back to Redeker, right wing. Spin move and a palming call on Ethan Redeker. Seventh Opie turnover. A check in. Rogan Weir into the press lineup for the first time as Miller will sit down. I don't think we've seen many subs off Dakota Sporing's bench here this evening.
No, very, very few. Whereas last night, I think he went with a couple more kids off the bench.
Yep. That's here is Souther, top of the key. Souther gets over to Goddard. Goddard's right baseline, kicks it out to Weir. Bounce pass to Souther. As White in the elected pass, Golden got it poked away by Garrett Cole. Eighth turnover. Garrett Cole to the cup, missed it. Rebound Holting, kicks it out. Foraker, extra pass. Bailey straight on a three. That one's off the back iron and missing. Rebound out of bounds. It's staying with Opie. As Blake Redeker and Darren Hines back in, as Holting and Bailey will sit down.
And, you know, we were talking about Dakota Sporing being from Burlingame. They're playing tonight, too.
Yeah.
Early game's taken on
Centralia up in Onega. Here is Hines near the top of the key as we near the 2-minute mark to play here in the first half. All Opie in this one, 26-5. Here is Blake Redeker, now Foraker, top of the key. Swing over to Hines, right wing, back to Redeker in between the rings. He'll attack left block. Here is Foraker, left corner three, way off the mark. Rebound goes to Goddard's for Crest. Weir with it left wing, almost a trap set, and a double dribble on Weir. That is the ninth turnover. Miller back in for Crest. White will sit down.
And right now I think Opie's just being patient with their offense, but they're not. They've already fired up 13 three-pointers.
You're listening to Opie postseason basketball here on KBOE FM, Country 101.7 FM, Emporia. Here is a travel as looking to drive was Redeker and the eighth Opie turnover as Holting and Bailey back in. Foraker and Ethan Redeker will both sit down.
You know, Dylan, in the first quarter we were talking about Opie not committing turnovers. Well, after that we jinxed them because now they've committed eight for the game.
Yes. 1:20 to play here in the first half. All Opie in this one at 26-5. Here is Miller, far side, entry pass in the Golden at the high post, left side. Looking to move in. He's at the left baseline. Gets it off to Souther in the high post. Souther attacking, floater on the way, banked in. Souther had 16 last night, has his first basket. Lead is 19 for Opie. 26-7, under a minute to play. Here's Redeker, right wing, a three. He hit it. Blake Redeker, his first basket of the night. Lead is back to 22 for the Eagles at 29-7. 45 ticks to play here before half. Here's Goddard dribbling, dribbles hands off to Weir at the top of the key. Blake Redeker poked it away, hits loose on the deck, and is picked up by Blake. 10 turnover. Here is a bounce pass inside and a layup reversed by Holting, missing, but Blake Redeker with the putback. He's got five, and the lead is 24 at 31-7. Opie, 22 ticks to play.
Just an impressive first half.
Miller left block. He got it loose. It picked off by Holting in the 11th turnover, and Opie has 12 seconds to go. Leading entry pass in the goal. Left side layup is blocked, but he is going to go to the free throw line for two free throws.
And they take the just the smallest crack there and just make you pay.
Foul is on Rogan Weir, his first. Team foul number five on Crest. Garrett Cole to the line. Garrett had 7 points last night against Flint Hills. The first one, eyes to mark, and that one's short. Boraker, Redeker, and checking in, Andon T. Meyer, the senior, as Blake Redeker, Holting, and Darren Hines sit down with eight ticks to play. And Opie could get up 25 with the second one by Garrett Cole. Garrett looking for his third point of the evening. Second one on the way. That one's too hard. Rebound picked up by Goddard with 5 seconds. Goddard across the timeline with three. Here is Weir. Here is Golden. A 19-footer from the wing right side is short. And that'll do it for half number one. It's all OP in this one, 31-7. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll be in the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. We'll speak with Opie girls basketball coach Ron Slademaker after this. This is Opie postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM.